Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, and the Jalapeno channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the fifth day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit the pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 42 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. That being said, see what we have on the itinerary. We have Spike's obituary has come out, and I do believe Elizabeth may be calling in right here at the beginning of the program and give us an update on what's going on there in Indiana. That being said, we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Richard Spike Timmons, 51, of Fort Wayne, passed away March 2nd, 2018. He was a wonderful father and a friend to all, and he will be missed by all who knew him. Survived by sons Randy, Christy Timmons, and James Timmons, companion Elizabeth Caramello, and the mother of his children, Shannon Timmons. Spike's celebration of life will be Thursday, March 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, 300 West Wayne Street, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And the zip code there is 46802. And I don't know if Elizabeth's on the line yet or not. Elizabeth, are you? Not yet, Laura says. Elizabeth, like we've said, is going to need a little help making the transition. It's completely turned her life upside down, as you can imagine. And if you'd like to help Elizabeth, you can send donations to Elizabeth Camarello, that's Camarillo, 914 Street, Mayors, that's M-A-R-Y-S, I guess that's Mary's, M-A-R-Y-S Avenue, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 46808. Again, that's Elizabeth Camarello. That's Camarillo, 914 St. Mary's, that's M-A-R-Y-S Avenue, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 84608. All righty, and I guess she's not there yet. She left an email saying she'd show up in the early part here. You'll notice that I removed Indiana Freedom Talk Radio from the beginning of the broadcast when I was coming in. Spike's computers, I mean, Indiana Freedom Talk Radio was Spike's mind and a couple of computers. And I don't see anybody stepping up to do what he did. Ed Kornke had said that he had thought about coming through Fort Wayne on his way back to Texas. I was listening to the militia town hall meeting on Friday, and that he had planned to stop by Spike's to surprise him. Of course, that's not going to occur, but probably the only one that could get in those computers and actually show somebody how to run them correctly would be Ed. I mean, and I just don't see it happening. If it does, I mean, if somebody does take it over and wants to work it, I don't know who would. I don't think Elizabeth would have the time, or, I mean, Spike was a genius on the computers. So it's just not somebody's just going to step up and do what he did. In fact, people are going to find out just how much old Spike did by what's missing, and it's going to be a lot. That being said, you know, it's Spike would want us to, you know, to keep on a fighting, and he wouldn't want everybody, you know, we're never going to forget him. I mean, you'll hear it once everything settles in my mind and in your mind. He'll be coming up in our conversations. He was a part of our lives, and we're surely going to miss him. And that being said, unless Elizabeth has popped up, we're just going to jump in and start doing some articles. And I don't see Elizabeth. Dreamers deferred as Congress lets DACA deadline pass. This is from ABC News. 6 months ago, when he announced he was ending the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, President Donald Trump picked March 5th as the deadline for Congress to work out a solution to prevent DACA recipients from facing deportation. No, he gave them a six-month extension. We said it back then. We told you there was nobody leaving this goddamn country, because that's not the plan of the international elite. It was all a con. It was all a lie to get, you know, get control of what's supposed to be the people's Oval Office. But the president's plans were thwarted. Oh, yes. I mean, thwarted as a part of the goddamn act that this whole thing is. Thwarted by multiple court challenges, rendering Monday's deadline all but meaningless. Now, as Congress and the Dreamers await a resolution in the courts, lawmakers have passed their legislative efforts and paused their legislative efforts, and some 700,000 DACA recipients have been plunged into a constant state of uncertainty. You think about the 100 million of our people that were culled from the United States. You might as well say it. They're here. They're swept under the carpet. You think that they live in certainty? I mean, you talk about uncertainty, living in a goddamn tent while some son of a bitch from another country's got, you know, a house on your tab, a goddamn education, food, you name it. The immigration battle in the courts. Yeah, right. Two separate federal court jurisdictions have effectively halted the president's recession of the DACA program. This was an extension. It was set up so that they could put this shit in place in the courts. You cannot litigate a goddamn signing statement, okay? It's not law, and it has no place in any court. Program with judges ordering the Department of Justice to maintain the current program as it was before Trump's announcement last December. So business as usual. I got to believe they're storming across the border right now, laughing as it is the day. Oh, this is when it was all going to shut down. Really? In January, a federal judge in California issued a nationwide injunction that prompted U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services to begin taking DACA renewal applications again. Like I said, business as usual. Nothing's changed. The very idea that the international elite would deport even one slave, and that has taken the place of an American that you'd have to pay a living wage to, is just ludicrous. It was ludicrous from the first time I heard it. Since then, DACA policy for renewals has been operating on the Obama-era terms that were in place before it was rescinded. And in February, a federal judge in New York issued another preliminary injunction that also blocked Trump's effort to... I want to read this again. Since the DACA was operating... Let's see, where was it here? In January, a federal judge in California issued a nationwide injunction one of these communists down in that communist foothold in California, and I mean, in their communist operations in this country, issued an injunction on what? On what did you issue an injunction? What law did you use to write that order? No law exists. The only law in the book says these son of a bitches aren't even supposed to be here. So, I mean, this is, you know, we talked about a president being able to give our country away to foreigners. This goddamn, here's a goddamn, just a some appointed communist judge. Oh, no, we're going to continue to give what is yours away. And no repercussions. This should be, this son of a bitch should be arrested for obstruction of justice and aiding and abetting in an invasion. I mean, I've heard him talk about the obstruction of justice anyway on the stupid box. I mean, you have a couple of people that have come up and go, this is plainly obstruction of justice. Yeah, no shit. This is what this judge did here is completely without any legal merit, even in the admiralty. You have to have something to work with. Oh, Obama wrote something down on a piece of paper. I guess it was law. I guess he did legislate law with his pen. I guess he was a dictator. I guess we still have a dictator in that office, right? But this dictator just doesn't seem to have the power the last dictator had. This dictator supposedly, I don't know if it's true, I haven't seen no documentation, but wrote it down on a piece of paper. Oh, I'm giving a 6-month extension, but on March 5th, DACA ends. The signing statement, the goddamn, a memorandum that took the place of legislated law is rescinded by the same means that it was perpetrated. But no shit. Do we have anything? Oh, there's some dog shit on a piece of toilet paper over there. Hey, this here, okay, they stay. That's all the fuck we need is just to say it. Since then, DACA policy for renewals has been operating on the Obama-era terms that were in place because, I mean, it was just handing off the baton. Usually it's a lot less of a spectacle, the handing off of the baton, even when it's just, oh, the Democrats won or the Republicans won. Oh, we got a new sheriff in town. No, you ain't got shit. You got a new meat puppet standing out there in front of you that you took this, were stupid enough to believe a goddamn word that ever come out of their mouths, any of them, because you don't get to that level without being the lowest form of life to ever sleaze across this planet. But, you know, it's just business as usual. Everybody, you know, at least if it would have been Hillary Clinton, everybody was just prepared to just do what, it, I mean, there was no delusion out there. And that's all in the hell Donald Trump did, was create a delusion. But a delusion that's been since dissolved because the people have seen that son of a bitch for what he is. He came out last week and said, that we'll take the guns and then we'll give due process. Now, like I said last week, that you're either a fucking retard and you don't understand the words that just came out of your mouth. I seen a little piece, you know, the premier of China. He's just passed some legislation. He just wrote something down on a piece of paper, and a couple of his generals signed it, and they don't have elections no more. He's dictator for life. And Trump came out to joke, they say jokingly, but he said, we might want to try something like that here. Don't think they wouldn't. These sick son of a bitches are on the epitome of their own destruction through their own actions. And in February, a federal judge in New York issued another preliminary, just these, you know, just, we don't have to have no law. It's just, we've got some invaders there. And again, you know, these son of a bitches, these judges, I mean, admiralty administrative pieces of illegal shit that they are, they still held their hand up when they took that office and swore to uphold and defend that Constitution against all enemies, foreign. And I mean, you wouldn't think that you'd have to throw that foreign in there. You'd be throwing the domestic in there. But sure enough, I mean, who do these people? I mean, this is invasion. But for all, I mean, yeah, go ahead.
There's an unspoken word here. I think the legal society is basically telling you that they run things, and they can just arbitrarily make up whatever they want to. And these politicians and this voting, it's a joke at this point.
Well, it's a sick joke because what you're running under now is a goddamn military dictatorship. Donald Trump, I'm telling you, the reason he won't do it is because they'd have to show it for what it was. But I promise you, under the authorities he's working under right now, under that War Powers Act, he could absolutely have these judges arrested. He could have them disappeared. He could have them, under Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act, he could have the military come in and arrest those son of a bitches and they never be seen again. He knows it. The thing is, they're trying to do this, the Masonic Dirty Church Cabal, the element that was in control, that the communists wrested control from during the Obama era, is trying, they want it all back in place without a fight. But these communists, they ain't going to give a frickin' inch. Why should they? Communists don't fight their own battles no more than these elitist bastards in Washington do. They're never going to bleed. They're never going to hurt. So what should hold? It's the people who have to bleed and the people have to hurt. So they're going to come up with the communists, the way they're operating, right? They know the whole son of a bitch is an occupation and it's completely illegal. It is a usurpation of the Bill of Rights and the original Constitution, the very meaning of it. They don't care. The bottom line is, when they look across the aisle, you know, that left-right paradigm bullshit, when they look across the aisle, they got, there's some pedophiles over there, there's some guy with the animal molesters, and we've got pictures of all of them, just like they got pictures of all of us. But when they start sparring at each other, see, short of pulling that shit out and sinking the whole boat, they're trying to sink half the boat and retain the other half and, I guess, build it as they're going down across the ocean. Because, you know, when they come out, one of them jumps out. It's like all this shit we've been seeing. It's like Donald Trump. You know, it takes the mystique out of it if you look at it carefully. You know, he's up there. Last week he said, you know, this mental health thing. Man, take the guns first and then give the due process. Now, a few weeks ago, a month ago, it's been going on for quite a while, but you could go on the Communist News Network and you could see him saying that Donald Trump needs to be removed from office. He is mentally incapable. He has mental problems. And that should, if you are a real person, that should be enough for you to say, man, you never let a communist get this kind of leverage any goddamn where, not even by accident. But Donald Trump, after they're sitting there, talking about doing this to him, if it was real, there was real adversaries here, instead of just people vying for contracts, he would be like, man, no, you tried that shit with me. You're just going to declare me mentally unfit to hold the office of president. And if somebody can just call in on, or use one of these little goddamn apps on a phone, to anonymously report an American national and somebody's going to just come to their house and then, take their guns, haul them off to the nut doctor and then get him, fill them up with drugs and then bring them to court. Why couldn't you do that with the same deal here with old Trumpy? Oh, because they're separated from it. Maybe that's the whole point. Maybe that's what they're trying to get through our heads is, the things we're going to do for you are not the things we're doing for ourselves. We're doing for you because we love you. But for ourselves, we don't need any help. We know how to manage ourselves. We know how to control our own minds. This guy here has his finger on the goddamn nuke button. I have heard people come up, and these are supposed to be professionals in their field, and say that he's mentally incompetent. Now, a nuclear bomb, I'd say that's quite an armament, wouldn't you? At any rate, back to the DACA story. Let's see. Currently, new applications are not being accepted, but there were approximately 22,000 initial DACA grant requests pending as of January 31st, 2018. Last week, responding to a Justice Department appeal for quick resolution, the Supreme Court declined to intervene until lower courts considered the issue. This is a no-brainer, people. Even in their admiralty, this is a no-brainer. The reason that the so-called Supreme Court with zero authority on our rights, but this is something that they would have a say in to tell you whether it was legal or not. They'd look and say, here's the legislated law. This is what they would have to do, and this is why it isn't going to the Supreme Court. They would look at that legislative law and say, there's no remedy here. These people came here in violation of this law. They got to go. It would be an ex post facto signing statement versus the legislated law. It would be, like I said, it'd be a no-brainer. What would you offer as your argument? Well, you could come in there and you could say, they were brought here as little children against their will. And the Supreme Court guy, they have to go, those masterminds, they'd have to go look at that law. And don't see anything in here about, being with your parents, being a way to get around this law. If you came with your parents, you still came illegally. And the law is, this is why they will not put it in front of the Supreme Court, because all they could go by is the law. And on the one side, you have the legislative law that actually went through the Congress and in the Senate, was signed by a president way back when, and it says that they can't be here. They broke the law. They have to go. And but and to counter that, you have that little, you know, that little sheet of toilet paper with dog shit on it, completely meaningless in any you couldn't apply it to one clause in one part of that statute. You couldn't apply it nowhere because it was just wrote off. I mean, Obama said he couldn't do it 25 times. He told you the equivalent of all I can do is write it down on a piece of paper and see who will fall for it. Because then they were, you know, it was part of the plan, just like now. You know, we told you back then what the idea they were trying to get through everybody's head is, well, the president can't do this. He doesn't have the authority. Only the Congress can give your country away to a third world foreign national. But now, see, the rubber's starting to meet the road. I mean, things are coming up. I mean, we knew he was lying, but now the lie is just being codified. The fact that, you know, there's nothing going to happen here. Just, we told you, not one of these son of a bitches is going anywhere. And so, of course, you know, the Supreme Court's going to reject it, because if they did take it up, they would have to actually, they'd have to write a decision. And I mean, I've seen no decisions. I've seen the decision I've seen for these so-called district courts, these illegal federal administrative district courts operating under the admiralty. What I've seen from, well, these children, it would cause an undue hardship on them. Well, you go back to the base law. I mean, any immigrant that, I mean, not immigrant, but fucking invader that crosses that border to coming here to take somebody's job and get a free housing and free schooling and free food and free everything, it's going to hurt them if you stop them. It's going to be detrimental to their purpose of reaping your country and taking what belongs to you if you just grab them right there and put them across the border. So this, I mean, this bullshit arguments on a bullshit issue is all I can tell you. All righty. Let's see where we're going here. Oh, here we go. I thought this was interesting. NRA issues threatening video warning journalists, your time is running out. Man, I'll tell you whose time's running out, and it is the National Rifle Association. I seen another article today said that their goddamn enrollments in there are exploding. They're 5 million people. There's 300 million people out here with guns, and it's just like trying to pretend that 25% of goddamn traitors in Washington, D.C. represent us somehow, because they don't. They do not have our acquiescence. The NRA, for whatever, whenever one of these assholes comes up to speak, they're talking for 5 million people. But they're acting like what they're doing is litigating the rights without authority of 300 million people. They are the problem. They are the ones that wrote the original infringement legislations. The National Rifle Association has released a video containing a threatening message to journalists warning them, your time is running out. In a video posted on Twitter by NRA TV, conservative political activist and TV host Dana, it looks like Lauch, tells every lying member of the media that they have had enough. What are you going to do? You guys said that your guns are just for show. You just get them as a symbol of your freedom. You would never actually turn against the government you serve. You said that. I heard you say it. Set to a backing track of ominous sounding guitar music, the NRA spokeswoman appears on screen dressed in black with an hourglass by her side. We have had enough of the lies, the sanctimonium, the arrogance, the hatred, the pettiness, the fake news, she said. The presenter, who has previously stared at a controversial video for the NRA and is known for criticizing left-wing media, added, we are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America. We're done. We're a part of that 25% of acquiescers who have no authority to acquiesce for the 75%. We're done.
We got a block on our shoulder, and we dare you, we triple dare you to knock it off. And we're in it this time.
It's a Barney Fife, remember that one? Comes up, knock, rockety block, knock off the block, or some kind of shit. He said, "Yeah, man, it is. I mean, it's posing. It's grandstanding. It's more WFW wrestling bullshit." And I mean, what they do is they probe the perimeter. They're probing. They're constantly probing. They see a little place. Oh, we could get something passed here. We could do this. We could screw the people, and our people would back us in this screwing, this particular screwing that has been orchestrated through hours and hours of work at the think tank, and they go for it. And if they get a little ways and they get bitch slapped back like they did with this last thing with that dumbass Trump coming up, and I can't believe those words came out of his mouth. Oh, then they just spin around and act like that they're the defiant one. You're not. The goddamn NRA is a laugh. It's a joke. It's a joke that ain't funny.
They should change it from national to no rifle association.
There you go. Hey, man, that works for me. You're right, Charlie. They are Fabian socialists. That's exactly what you have here. That's how the Masonic Dirty Church cabal had been running things in this country for 100 years since they took the gold. Has been under a Fabian system. I mean, and they... the thing with socialism, when you start enacting it and keep plugging things in, pretty soon the committee communists, the hardcore international communists, well, they fit in. There's a place for them. In the 1960s here, even though we'd already been infiltrated, we'd already had a war to preserve international communism, in the 1960s with the Vietnam thing, you had to walk a line. You know, it was communism was a bad thing. You look at the goddamn progress they've made. I mean, even in the 70s and even in the 80s. I mean, you started talking communism, you were looking to get an ass whipping. You're looking for somebody just to beat the shit right out of you. But I mean, and then we come up to today when, they're holding their conventions in Chicago. They're walking around in your streets with pussies on their head. They're bringing out their little children to pretend like they're some kind of pseudo victim for the communism. So, not like we're just supposed to be so stupid as not to realize that under communism, Mao Zedong killed that's in the 60s. He killed like 60 to 100 million, probably 200 million, the truth be known, because who counts in those situations?
Yeah, but they're not going to teach that in school, are they?
No, man, no. Actually, Chairman Mao was a good thing. I mean, we should emulate China. I love it. You know, like it hasn't been but a few years ago when they were talking, we should be more like China. And now, they decide that China announced their dictator today, and Trumpy comes out and goes, we ought to try that here. Oh, now, man, they're telling the terrible goddamn communism. Really? You are the same one sucking that communism. You're a communist yourself. What the hell are you talking about? Anyways, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one. My daddy told me, son, what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you. My daddy said, son, don't let them.
they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is, 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Grand Funk Railroad. Don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun. That was it. Anyway, back to the NRA and their tough talk. The presenter, okay, we did that. We are done with your agenda to undermine voters. So to every lying member of the media, to every Hollywood phony, to the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents, you piss ants. I know what that flag represents, and it ain't pretty. To the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, to the late night posts that think their opinion is the only opinions that matter. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Henry, off subject, but I still want to know what in the hell is Gun Owners of America doing about all this?
Well, I seen a statement from them, and they're come out. They're against all of it, okay? I mean, that's just a written statement I saw come across the screen that they against the bump stock, all the legislative shit that's out there, they're against it, even the reciprocity, because, I mean, they're on the other side, you know, a little farther from the mainstream of the, the lobbying. I mean, I know Pratt, his son's taking it over, but I'm sure they're down there and they're, you know, rubbing elbows and providing horrors, but to remain credibility. I mean, that just goes to show you that the NRA is not the see all and be all of it all. I mean, if Larry or Pratt's son would break away from the NRA on it, it tells you that 5 million that the NRA represents aren't the people. That is not their worry when they come after the guns. It is the 300 million that the NRA doesn't have a goddamn thing to do with. That people, I mean, people understand what the NRA did. That's the 1968 Gun Act. That's where it came from the NRA, for you and me, people.
The NRA is like donating money to Jerry's kids and muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, exactly. But because the gun owners of America would step away from that, they have less financing, and their credit. I mean, they could. This is a position. I mean, these guys play for positions just like they do in Washington D.C. And this is a point where, if the things go wrong in just the right way, that they could overtake Gun Owners of America, and then they could be the voice of the American gun owner. Like I said, 5 million people cannot represent the 300 million that own the guns. All they are is they're a fail-safe. You know, they stand between us and them. It's like what I was getting up to in this article. Let's go just a little bit more if we can. So to every lying member, we did that. Okay, to the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power, we did that. To the Joy Ann Reeds, the Morning Joes and Micahs, to those who stain honest reporting with partisanship, to those who bring bias and propaganda to CNN, the Washington Post, and New York Times, your time is running out. The clock starts now. She then turns over the sand timer before the screen fades to black and a message appears promoting Lotch's new show on NRA TV. The post was shared by NRA TV, which describes itself as America's most patriotic team on a mission to take back the truth. So what she's talking about here is, well, she's going to launch her a new program to counter the communist programs. But, you know, it's the controlled opposition. That's all in the hell it's ever been. Go ahead.
This is killing me. What happened to Charleston Heston and holding up his rifle saying, out of my cold, dead hands, now what do we have now? What is this? Some woman in some black priestess dress sitting next to a time thing or something? Come on, man. Look at the esoteric area of this. It's insane. This is freaking insanity, Henry.
Oh, well, what they're talking about, like I said, if the NRA wanted to do anything about any of this shit, we told you what could be done. Yeah. Go after the licenses of the son of a bitches that are perpetrating goddamn, what the hell's the word I'm looking for?
Why didn't you wear a vagina hat too?
Well, yeah, you know, it's
about spend more money.
Pardon?
Send more money.
I didn't hear you. Pardon?
It's all about send more money.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, this is, I mean, what she's talking about here is we're going to start. We're going to take a lot of money and put it behind our own broadcast, and what we're going to say is the truth, which is, I mean, tell the truth, NRA. Tell who infringed in 1968. Tell who wrote that. Who wrote that infringement? Who backed that infringement? Who backed the 1995 assault weapons ban? Who backed that, NRA? You did. You have infringed. The thing is, to come out, and the truth is that all of this shit that has been done, not one thing was lawfully done. It couldn't be. The Ninth Article forbid it. There was never no authority to even speak about our guns.
How much if you could actually go into, like a fly on the wall, and look at their financial records, they've probably got donations from the UN.
Oh, I guarantee you. They get donations from all over the world. They're bound to. Let's go just a little bit more in here, because I was getting to somewhere here. Many responded on Twitter to say the message makes them feel threatened. On Twitter, one Twitter user, CraigNJ66, asked, are you going to shoot them? I don't understand what you're threatening. Many mocked the video, including Tony Ponsnaski, who said, I wasn't afraid until you turned the hourglass. I thought this was all a game, Dana, but once I saw you turn the hourglass, I knew that our time is up. I mean, just them mocking each other. And now, wrestling. I mean, big time wrestling, man. You're showboating. And now I won't sleep because of the way you turned that hourglass. He's showboating. Pushed on what happens when the clock runs out, Miss Lutch tweeted, my show starts. I mean, the publicity. I mean, this is a promotion for another. I mean, instead of taking that money, like the, them people send in, if you really wanted to have an effect, if I had millions of dollars, I guarantee goddamn to you I'd have an effect. I would go after their licenses. I would go after the goddamn licenses of these Walmart and of this, what the hell was the other one? Dick, yeah, oh, Dick, oh, penis. I would go after their licenses. I mean, that was something that would be effective, but hey, what am I saying? We're at war. And all of this is all hypothetical, but I mean, hypothetically, if you wanted to use money to fight them, I mean, just go after their licenses. Go file a goddamn complaint against their licenses for violation of the second article. Violation, that's violation of law. Oh, you can, yeah, you're a store and you can say who you buy and sell to, but hey, we're the licensee. We can say who we license. And in this country, when this whole licensing shit came up, and if anybody wanted to research it, I'm sure you're going to find it. Because I know how it was for the lumber mills out here. I know how it is licensing. I mean, we've had a business or two. My dad did in his time. And the thing is, if you, when you get a license, there are conditions. And one of those, I mean, it's like them going to the grant system to get rid of the federal allocations, because you couldn't make a federal allocation by law unless you had in the codes, you know, that went with that money, that you couldn't violate the Constitution or Bill of Rights. You couldn't violate nobody's rights using that money. And that's the same thing. I guarantee you, somebody big as Google, somebody big as Facebook, I mean, I guarantee you, I mean, if they got a license, hell, they got international licensing. But here in this country, I guarantee you, to have a license to tap into our consumer base and our resource in this country, there's a clause in there that says you can't violate nobody's rights. You can't violate nobody's rights because they're not 21 years old. You can, I mean, it would be a simple thing, but they're not going to do that. What we're going to do here, we're going to do our little bit of a WFW ourselves. We're going to have our own little, this bitch here, she's coming out, man. She could come out, like you said, in a black leather goddamn thing with her tits hanging out and half her ass and come out. I'm going to mess you up, buddy. We're going to, I'm going to tell some truths. And I mean, and you got to look at the behind the scenes threats that have to be going on out there. You know, we'll tell this truth. If you don't do this, we're going to do this. Well, you come out and do that. We're going to do this. And it's just this little squabble. We watch all these investigations of investigations in this investigation nation. Hey, but where do these investigations always end up, people? The millions. I mean, this is feeding the parasitic lawyers in this goddamn country. How many of them live off this shit? Like live off the family courts, just siphoning the goddamn substance from the people.
Don't get me going with the family courts. They're interstate trial traffickers.
They are. They're 110% illegal. I guarantee you, yeah. People on my father's grave, they cannot exist. They are a violation of the Bill of Rights.
Yeah. Amen.
And they are there to parasite off of people. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, you're speaking of their corporate charter, correct?
Well, correct.
Any licensing involved with that?
Well, yeah. Vendor, a vendor's license.
State.
Yeah, I understand. But a vendor's license, like the little girl who can't sell lemonade.
The additional.
Right. You're making money.
Yeah.
You're selling a product.
I go after everything, man.
Oh, just the license. Well, that you pull their vendor's license, they can't sell anything. They can't buy and sell. You know the Jews and the buying and the selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on about that, man. You know,
you got to sell out. You have to sell out. They're receiving a benefit.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Yep.
They're receiving a benefit.
They're being allowed to tap into the consumer base of this country, which is the richest consumer base on this planet. And for that, you get a license. You get a vendor's license. It's like when you used to go to you went to a car garage, you went to a restaurant, anywhere you went. You walk in there, you look up, and there's their license on the wall. That showed that they were licensed and that they could do business. It's like when they come down to get the little girl trying to sell her lemonade on the side. You don't got your vendor's license, young lady. You're not going to be selling no goddamn lemonade in this country. But, hey, man, somebody can get up there, these goddamn moguls, and, dictating politics, dictating communism in your country.
here's a perfect example. I mean, this is like 8 to 10 years ago. You know they got Mexican restaurants in California that only accept cash?
Wow. Because they couldn't run no credit?
No. so they don't have to pay taxes.
Oh, that makes sense. But the point here is that, you know, the supposed reasoning behind that little girl having to have a license is to make sure that lemonade ain't going to hurt nobody. And to make, you know, because that would be a violation of somebody's right to not drink bad lemonade. I mean, apparently, that second article, right, doesn't even, you know, rate up there with lemonade. The licensing people, believe me, the licensing, the vendor's license, pull them. And I mean, Facebook, I mean, they can sit there, they can be there. They're still a corporation. But, it, I mean, it's just like having a business. If you had a restaurant across town, like Flea was talking about there. You had a restaurant across town, man. You're doing business. You're goddamn people coming through and going out the doors. They walk in and yank that license. You're done until you meet certain conditions and pay the fines, right? I mean, that's the way we see it in our lives.
You have to pay off the right people.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying there's not a back door, Flea. This is America. Of course there's a back door.
No, they've taken over. We've been invaded, man.
But I'm...
Could you imagine, Henry, let's say you wanted to set up a business, and he said, you know what, I got these licenses, I paid out the right people, but I'm only accepting cash. I mean,
exactly.
How the hell do you get away with that?
Check this out. Okay, we subsidize what the hell is the name of the you know, Amtrak. Amtrak trains. We subsidize the hell out of Amtrak. So this has been about 4 or 5 years ago. One of my children were down here, and they were going back up. They were doing school up in Eugene. And so I'm going down, and I'm getting them their ticket to go back up there. And I walk into the terminal there, and I said, I need a ticket to go to Eugene. And they quote me a price, and I pull out the cash out of my pocket. Oh, it'll be 10% more if you use cash. I said, you do realize that this goddamn currency shit that it is, it says it's legal tender here, and you're going to charge me more for using cash when you take from this government, you get subsidized? You know how it is. It's just my job. I don't know shit about it. Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Didn't Amtrak lose? I mean, they lost a lot of money years ago. I mean, that's an old story.
Oh, dude, they would not be in existence if they exist off the American people's subsidies. They would not be in business. It's like right here where I live. They come in and we this little town, we don't want these goddamn Californian invasion here. But they come in and as soon as they get here, you know, because they're fleeing the shithole that they built down in California. But as soon as they get here, we got to have some transit buses so that, you know, because this is what we had in California. And, you know, everybody around here is like, fuck you, we're not going to pay for no transit buses. Well, you know, you have the right to do a private enterprise. So what they do is they put the buses together. And then they get the buses running. You look at them, there's nobody on the son of a bitches running around. Everybody around here has got a goddamn car. We live out in the goddamn nowhere. But then the next thing you know, oh, we've passed a tax levy, and we're going to go ahead and take it over. And it's going to be run, you know, as a public entity.
They're sneaky. What they do is, like, they slip, like, an extra 5 or 10 cents into your crapping bill at the sanitation department.
Oh, yeah. They've been milking us here. I mean, here on our electric bill. I just found out about this a few months ago. But they want to take all these dams out on the Klamath River down and going to have it all restored. And they want to give all the lands back that we purchased from the Indian tribes. They want to just give it back to them. And the only way they can give it back to them, well, they sold it to the government. And they took that money and they spent it. It's gone. So there's got to be money put in place to buy back the land to give it to the Indians after we done bought it. I mean, you're not just giving it back to them. You've got to buy it from the government to give back to them, and that's what's been coming out of my goddamn electric bill, people. A percentage of it.
That's prices, right?
Oh, buddy.
Hey, I want remunerated for the 50% we got scraped on in 2008. I want remunerated when they quit manufacturing minting the 40% silver coins in 68. I want the 90 remuneration for the 90% coins, and they quit minting in 65, I think it was.
Goddamn right.
I want remunerated for the gold that communist cocksucker Franklin Delano ripped us off for, you know. That's the remuneration I want, you know. It's like sooner or later this is gonna bust like a nasty pimple, man, you know, and it's gonna be on, baby.
They owe us. They owe us.
I don't want to owe nothing. I want to take their shit.
Well, if you look at Title 50, Flea's exactly right. When they bankrupted this country, the people didn't go bankrupt. A goddamn corporation that was working for us did. This is like saying that Walmart goes broke down there, so we got to go down there and bail them out. It's no different. That's how the country was separated, the government from the people. They worked for us. They were an organization that worked for us. In 1933, they went frickin' bankrupt because they had been embezzling. They'd been stealing with both hands, and they went under. So they wrote Title 50. Under Title 50, you realize that if you want a car, all you got to go down and say, I'll take that red Camaro over there. How much is you? $130,000? God damn, that's outrageous. Well, give me the piece of paper. I sign my name on it. That fucking car belongs to me. They get their money out of the transaction. See, that money is owed to us, people. It's the national debt is owed to us.
We have all the money, and it's our signature.
Yes.
It's our signature.
Yeah, they take those signatures. Okay. Once that signature's on there, I don't care what you put that signature on. They go, and that's worth money. That is worth freaking money, and they go and then they leverage it, because it's like when I have a dollar in my pocket, I got a dollar. I hand it to that fucking banker over there, it immediately turns into $9 he can lend. This is how, it's called leveraging. This is what they did on those bad mortgages back in 2008. They were all leveraged till they clear out of existence. It was done on purpose for theft.
Have you guys ever listened to any of Bruce G. McCarthy's datum line explanation on money?
I haven't. I can't say I have.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting. And what we call money is a fantasy.
It's not money. It is debt. I mean, everybody, these are debt. Yeah. It's based on debt. I mean, God damn it, what kind of business could ever run on a negative? It's all red ink. If I owe Flea $20, I hand him $20. I don't discharge that debt. I transfer a debt.
You set, what do they call it, setting it off or something, or whatever. I don't even know the terminology exactly, but yeah, you're not paying off anything.
Go ahead, Flea.
I strongly disagree.
Uh-oh.
It's not a debt-based system. It's a credit-based system.
Yeah,
and
credit. Credit is
debt. All right. Uh-huh. Now, originally they said that the birth certificates were $650,000,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they want all these immigrants in here, because they get an exemption.
Well,
and they get a kickback.
Well, they get a right new birth certificate.
Each illegal alien is worth $1.5 to $2 million.
That's how much. But you got to understand.
You
got to understand what that represents. That 1.6 million. That represents the resources of this country. This is what belongs to us. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. When they fucked up the money system back in 1933 and had to bankrupt, that's why you only had to sign your name. Because they'd already gotten all this money from you, billions and billions that they stole. And this is how you were supposed to get it back.
We're in receivership. We've been in receivership since that time.
They are in receivership. It's the way the Title 50 is wrote. They are in receivership. And we are the receivers. In a receivership. I can't think of the name. But we are the debtor. We are the debtor. We're the ones they owe.
Yep.
That's what people don't understand. With that money they stole that they went bankrupt on came from us. So they had to give it back to us. That's what the Title 50 was about. It was of the resources of our country that they'd taken that we got nothing of.
Hey, I call it taking it up the keister. That's what I call it, man.
Oh, buddy.
That's exactly where we're getting it, man. You know, and I'm not just joking, man. That's a bunch of horse crap. And, this debt-based system, it's straight out of the Communist Manifesto.
Well, see, the reason that they took the gold back in 1933 supposedly was with the resources that they'd already stole that were embezzled, that, you know, they went bankrupt, and the only way they could pull out of the bankrupt was to further take from us, to take our gold, which in the process, they took our right to own property. They took all the property. And it was the way it was written, like I said, it was supposed to be like, man, you guys got burned. You got burned big time. But your resources are still going to be manufactured and things are going to go, but you're going to get all of it. They're going to have to pay that back to you. They went bankrupt. They owe you. You're the debtor. So if you want a new car, a new house, you just sign your name. And that comes out of the money that was fucking stolen from your dad and your grandpa.
There basically.
Basically, brothers.
You know, and you know, it's like this thing with Trump saying, "Well, we'll take the." He said, "Guns, just say my life, and we'll take your life, and then we'll worry about due process later."
Well, you can just reword that to say, because I mean, guns are doubly protected in the Bill of Rights. They're protected under the second article, and they're protected by the due process right up to the ninth article and the tenth article. It says it can't be touched.
So they're memorialized there. The only ones who are going to protect it is us.
Well, just like back in 1775, that's where we're at.
Correct.
Yeah. The rights of the individual.
Absolutely. Anyways, guys, we have made it up to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, keep straightening people out. That's all we can do at this point in the ballgame, and that is The Word from the Trenches.